guys, welcome to OOT Podcast. I'm your host, Megan.
And I'm Sarah Ann, and we are
the Omi Twins. Okay, before we start this episode, I'm sorry. We need to address the elephant in the room, which is the smell of
sardines. I literally was going to discuss this, so thank you for segueing, whatever, into the newest addition into my life this week, sardines. And I don't regret it.
It smells so bad.
I did eat sardines about 3 minutes ago, so I'm just on my breath on that.
I'm sorry. I can't even focus on anything except for your sardines.
I do need to talk about my experience with sardines, though.
Because, let's talk about it.
Yeah. It's We got all the time. I had so many people write me about my sardines. They were all like, Sarah Ann, like, ew, this is so disgusting. And full disclosure, had I not been filming it, I would not have gone
through it. It's funny because I was watching Sarah Ann on Instagram about to open her first can of sardines, and I thought to myself, I've had that same experience, and mine stopped at opening the package and looking at it.
Because
and I was like,
okay. I didn't expect what they looked like. I don't know why
I don't know what I thought it was either.
I thought they were gonna be little fish, like gummy fishes or something.
I don't know what I thought either.
Yeah,
and I was not expecting actual fish.
I peeled it back and I remember looking at the camera. I was like, you committed.
Technically, you could have just said unrecord.
I could have deleted it, but then I was like, you know what, Sarah, you drove to the store, you bought three flavors of sardines. Like, you're in this. So
we have committed.
That to say, I'm a sardine girly now. I actually like
honestly,
them.
Honestly, watching you eat that first bite, I realized, okay, I think I'm going to give it another try.
I think I can do it. You have to, truly, this is
just
how you do it.
Close
your
eyes.
Don't look at it.
Did you eat the one with the eyeballs? Like the face on there?
No, they don't have the faces on them.
Okay.
Like the heads are dropped off.
That was my first can of fish. Actual fish.
Okay, well then you just chop the head off. Like, don't eat the head.
Oh.
Why? Well, yeah. I had a scale that I had to like, and one of the girls, and she was like, Sarah, not the scale. Like, I cannot.
What do you mean?
A literal scale. Yeah.
I don't know.
So anyways, that's been a really fun addition.
I really had to talk about it because it smells so bad. So.
And I'm feeling less and less inflamed.
I can smell your omega-3s.
Yeah. Can you smell my aura?
So anyways, before we hop into our like really funny topic that we have today.
Yes, because we do have another story episode for you guys. We had a lot of really good feedback when we did the horror first date or whatever, that episode. So we had a lot of good feedback. So we are doing another funny story episode today. But first,
I did want to talk about your week.
Honestly, it's been good. You know, we previously talked about how I'm getting into a new kind of career path. And so I'm kind of establishing some new, just like literally my routine. You know, it's been so one way for years that it's been a transition, but I'm really trying to treat
this is your second week.
This is my second full week. Okay. Yeah. And so I'm still training, a couple mornings, which has been really great in town. I'm still doing that. But, so this week has been just kind of like continuing that same routine because I've not ever had a job that I did like at home. You know, I've always been in an office or, you know, at the gym.
Yeah, I was wondering what that. I feel like it would be really hard for me to be like, oh, I'm going to go and film some stuff now. I just feel like I would be like, oh, what's the next Netflix show I'm going to watch? Like, I just feel like that would be hard for me.
Oh, I literally have not had any time to watch TV, which I thought the same thing. And I don't think you would be that way because I think me and you are the same in that I'm not a procrastinator in, like, the slightest bit. So, and luckily, I mean, the Lord's been, like, giving me jobs. So, like, and it's really been a lot of dirt work, which has been awesome. Plug for Civil Works because they've been incredible, a great company to work with. So I've done, they've, like, had me up to Knoxville a couple times now. I've filmed several jobs. I was on a job site today filming. So I literally have so much work, which is a very good problem to have. Next weekend, I'm filming a competition, like a fitness competition, which I'm excited about.
Yeah. Tell me that.
I'm doing it for free because I'm like, that's a space I want to get into. And so I'm happy to do, you know, some of that and build my portfolio. But it's a gym. I don't know if it's like in Georgia, like the top of Georgia, or if it's in Chattanooga or whatever, but it's called a DECA competition, which I had never heard of it before, but basically it gives me like Spartan meets like Hydrox a little bit. So it's essentially, and the people that do DECAs are probably going to get mad at me because they like, this girl doesn't know anything about it, but I guess there are like 10 different stations of like exercises that you do as fast as you can, I guess. But then there's like another version where you do every station and then you run to the next station and you do it in pairs. and Teams maybe. I'm not exactly sure. Anyways, but I'm doing that this following weekend, and I'm excited about it. And I got my wide lens that we discussed, and I used it for the first time today.
Was it, like, everything?
Loved it. Okay. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it makes a big
difference.
Do you
wish you had gotten that one prior to the
No, I don't, because I do feel like I need it, especially because my first project was a birth of film, or a birth of twins, so I needed the ability to, like, to zoom in and stuff. So, no, I think the zoom lens was a smart first choice, but for things like a fitness competition, for things outdoors where you want to get a wider shot, you know.
You need that.
Yeah, I needed that. So, but I tried it for the first. So it's kind of, it's just fun. Like, you know, I'm tweaking my craft. I'm, every film I'm trying to, like, make notes of things I didn't like that I did or things I felt like I could do better. And so, yeah, I'm just establishing. But no, I'm like, I'm still waking up on, like, the days that I'm not going to the gym.
That's good.
I'm waking up at a certain
maintaining
time.
Maintaining a schedule is important.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, I'm going to the gym in the morning so I can get that done, and then I can spend however long editing. So, no, but it's been
I was also going to tell you that, like, when we were filming or whatever, and you mentioned, like, you know, my mantra is, like, let me film it. I just think that'd be such a cool tagline for you, like, real life media, and then it was, like, let me film it or let us film it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I just think that's really cool. Like, let me freaking film it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was, like, a really cool when you said that. I was like, what a cool, like, little tagline for
her
business.
Well, I was kind of joking about it. I'm like, I told Dustin that too because I'm like, it's kind of my motto where I'm just like, well,
no,
I'm filming it.
I think,
like,
that's, I mean, I think that's awesome. Oh, like, I just think that's a really cool little tagline. Just like, dude, let me do it. You know what I mean?
Well, that's where it's like, I don't feel like people really, you know, because I had somebody reach out about a birthday party. It's like,
yeah, it's
let
like,
me film it. It doesn't have to be
this big thing.
Oh, I'm, you know, I'm, yeah, I'm
like
having
a birth or, you know,
yeah,
a, yeah, whatever.
No, let me just come out and film it. I'm like, worst case scenario, we trash the footage. I'm like,
yeah, it sucks. Like,
worst case scenario, we trash it. And I just speak really poorly about you. And I'm kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's been. It's
I
been
just
good.
Think, I was just going to tell you. I think that's a really
well,
cool
thanks.
Like, tagline.
I got a shirt made.
You did?
Well, only because I'm like, if I'm going to be at this competition that I'm doing for free.
Yeah, you probably should have.
You better believe
I'll
be wearing real life media. And I was like, do I put my number on the back? But then I was a little concerned I'd get some weirdos.
Yeah.
So I did it. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I did not
so
do
I
it.
So I did actually do
so
it.
So I did
like
it.
An email
and I said,
address.
I know, I but I it's too late.
It's fine.
I did it.
Everything's fine. Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm more official now. I have a shirt. I don't have a shirt yet. I'm working on it.
I have a lead on one shirt. Wait, so, okay, you're filming this event. Is it like, how are you going to cover all of those athletes and stuff? Or is it just kind of like a highlight reel of, like,
no,
the
No, it's
event?
Kind of like a highlight reel. Okay. But then also, if Dustin was like, what if you get, like, athletes who are like, hey, I'm like, yeah, well, you going to pay me on the side? I'll come and get some extra fitted.
Yeah. Give me a few bucks. Yeah. I'll just get two more. That's
but
cool.
I think it'll be more just, like, promoting the competition and then also promoting the gym that's hosting it. And then I'm hoping that after that, because obviously a lot of gyms are going to be there. A lot of individual athletes are going to be there. So I'm like, you know, you never know. So,
yeah. I mean, I think that's great. And I mean, it's like whenever we go to gyms or whatever, I find a gym, like if we go into a different location, I look up their gym Instagram, it's like their feed, like, is kind of important. You know, I'm like,
no,
ooh,
it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
If their Instagram is trash, I'm like, this is a trash gym.
I don't really want to go here.
And it's not that way, but you're, I mean, how you present yourself online is actually a big deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just establishing a new norm and it's been fun. And then now I'm into sardines, so just really a whole new
just
me.
Just so much is changing.
Yeah, so much has changed about me.
Your smell is changing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm changing. My smell is changing, but I am so non-flamed.
You
it's amazing.
Reek.
Yeah, I reek, but I'm chilling. My body is feeling lubed up.
Dude,
my body is so, my joints are feeling great.
Dude, you got the best omegas in the room, but no one wants
Dude,
to be around you.
Yeah,
it's like
nobody wants
really
to be
around.
It's actually a great thing. Like,
sure
nobody wants to be around me, and, you know, it's amazing, actually.
I don't
want
to be around you, to be quite honest.
So, anyways.
Okay.
How was your week?
It was good. Honestly, all I could think about this week was my insane Charlie horse that I had.
That was it?
That's all I got for this week.
Megan has had nothing happen to her except for a Charlie horse.
You know what? You know what that should actually say? How impactful that Charlie horse
or
was.
Or how boring your life is. It says one of the two. And I'm leaning on the boring side, I'll be honest.
I'm going to be honest.
Where was the Charlie horse?
It is boring.
Yeah.
But, no, dude, have you ever had a Charlie horse before? Mom always, like, complained
about it. No, I
Mom
guess
always complained about her Charlie horses and stuff. And, you know, Mom's a little dramatic. So it's like you just kind of wonder about them.
We are not saying that word.
Okay, yes, we learned from my older sister, dramatic is not a great word, but also, she's a little, you know, so anyways, love my sweet mom, but No, she's just one of those that, like, guys, if, like, something happens, like, say, like, a leaf falls, she's like, and, like, you're like, whoa, what happened, Mom? And she's like, oh, that leaf fell. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, Mom, I literally just had a heart attack. So Mom is, like, really dramatic, right? So I just never know which, what, you know, is it bad? Are Charlie horses bad? I don't know. So anyways, I had my first Charlie horse in the middle of the, I mean, probably 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm telling you, this thing woke me up out of a dead sleep. Okay. Mm-hmm. I woke up, I could only describe it as in an exorcist style, like just like throwing your body out because it literally was that intense of a pain. I swear to you guys, I felt like I was being, that I was going into another dimension.
I talk about the word dramatic. I just feel like that. Dramatic. I just feel like
no.
That was a little.
No. It was that painful. Okay. And it was in my hamstring.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know what?
Chop your leg off, actually.
One day when you have a Charlie horse, mm-hmm. this is going to happen to you, and you're going to be like, actually, you know what? I was talking because I posted about my Charlie horse online because my life is boring. But one of our clients at the studio, she's like, yeah, I saw your post about the Charlie horse. She said that her husband last night literally fell out of his bed because he had a Charlie horse. She just hears, like, she wakes up to this clunk, 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 clunk. And she goes, he had, like, had a Charlie horse and fallen off of the bed.
Wow.
So I'm just saying, maybe you're being a turd about it, but they're
maybe
what
we add sardines into the diet and that fixes.
I'm like, I don't get it because I eat so many bananas. Like that's cramping, right? Like I don't
think that's research.
I'm just telling you, banana. Yeah. It's not going to save you from horses.
Well, whatever I'm eating, sardines.
This is a plug. Yeah, if someone can sponsor Sarah Ann for sardines. Okay?
Yeah, because we know nobody has ever.
Yeah, no one has ever wanted to be the sponsor for sardines besides you.
At sardines, I also do video work. Just
kidding. Okay, but anyways, I just needed everyone to know that I had a very enlightening experience.
Yes, yeah, I'm through so sorry about my. That. Yeah.
I learned a lot of things about just different times. Like I said, dimensions, everything. It's been a very transformative experience. Wow. So anyways,
you had a really big week.
I had a big week. Had my first Charlie horse.
Nice, amazing.
My initiation into my 30s.
Amazing.
My Charlie horse. So anyways.
Moving on
to our really fun topic for today.
Yes, we are very excited about it. We are talking about... Wait, funny. Are we doing funny or bad?
Funny, embarrassing, bad, all of it. Prom
stories.
Yes. We all have them.
Are we going to talk about ours later or what?
Like, yeah, let's talk about it later. Prom is just one of those things, like, I just wish I hadn't gone. I could have passed over prom.
I feel like prom is such an interesting concept where it's like, let's put a bunch of hormonal teenagers in a ill-lit, terribly...
not well, like, facilitated by adults.
Trashy music. I mean, it's never actual good music. And let's just see what happens.
And you know what? They're going to act great.
They're going to act really great and very modest and well-behaved and all the things.
None of them are going to be grinding.
And it never has happened that way. Actually, I will say, because I went to prom 4 times because I was dating a guy that went to Macaulay or whatever. And so I went to 2 of our proms and then I went to 2 of his proms. And my experience is that the different schools were very different. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
It depends on the school that you went to.
So. Oh, so it was just our school. No, I'm just kidding. You know what? From the looks on Google, it was not just our school.
No, for sure. No. So we're going to talk about funny prom stories today. So we're going to do the thing where we pass the computer.
No, I'll just do all of mine and then you can do all of yours. Okay. How about that? Cool. That feels like a better thing. Okay. Okay. So these are kind of shorter ones, but I have one long one at the end. Okay. So one of our strictest teachers bought a large bottle of alcohol, then began to try to dance with one of the students drunkenly. They were fired.
Yeah, they should have probably been fired, I would say.
Yeah.
You know what? The reality is
that you're getting fired story. Could you imagine telling somebody
that you got fired?
Why you got fired?
Yeah, I got fired because I,
you know, really weird thing. I actually brought a bottle of alcohol to my high school that I teach at. And I started drinking it and then also dancing with high schoolers.
That reminds me of the time that I was a high school teacher and I was a chaperone at prom.
Do you remember I went with you and chaperoned with you?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah,
that
remember? Yes, dude, I went with you.
Oh, I was paid to be there.
I volunteered. I volunteered for that.
No, but that was funny. It was very, you know.
It was extremely awkward.
Oh, it was so uncomfortable. And I remember just thinking, my poor teachers having to watch
kids just dancing on each other.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was not one of those teachers that got drunk. And
yeah, so that wasn't you.
That was not me.
Okay, cool.
It was not me.
long story short, this person never should have gotten a job in the first place.
Oh, yeah, but anyways, yeah, for
okay.
sure.
We learned that the hard way. Okay. I had the wildest senior prom for the class of 42 people. First, a couple on their way to prom hit a deer and showed up all bloody after they dislodged it from under their car.
Amazing.
This person, I just feel like they were, like, in, like, just podunk. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere. Anyways.
Yeah.
Just bloody.
Just by the sound of the story of you getting to prom, it probably wasn't going to be a fun prom.
Maybe you should have
turned around.
It probably
was going to be a trashy
prom. We probably just should have taken that as, like, a, this isn't going to be great.
Yeah, this probably isn't going to go well.
We're just going to turn around here.
Yeah.
Nope, they didn't. Next, the Baptist preacher's daughter was wearing a halter-style dress, and her boyfriend accidentally broke the clasp at the neck, and she flashed everyone.
I love that ending.
Sarian flashed everyone at the beach this past time we went. Same situation happened to her.
Class broke. Flashed the beach. Didn't happen at prom, though. I wasn't trying to be the best version of myself. And then my dress come down.
Yeah, that's true. Also, speaking of dancing awkwardly, do you remember that man at the beach that literally, he danced for 5 hours straight? He was doing this. He was like this at the beach.
And
No one. He was not with anybody.
No, and this is not an exaggeration.
He danced for five hours.
No, did not get in the water a single time.
Didn't drink any water.
It's 100 degrees. Did not drink water. Did not stop dancing. And
I'm not joking. He was like...
He had headphones in the whole time, vibing. I was like, whatever.
We were actually getting concerned about his, like, nutritional needs. I was like, do you need some water?
Concerned... And also impressed.
It was also amazed. It was an Olympic sport.
Oh, also, next day, back at the beach.
He was back at it. Vibing.
So, anyways, yeah, that was good.
So, anyways.
He had a better time on that beach than anybody's ever had at prom.
At prom. 100%.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Okay. So, anyways, that girl flashed everyone. So
I think maybe we read some of the same stories.
Oh, cool. We found the same.
Cool.
Okay, finally, a guy threw an after party at his girlfriend's house. The girlfriend was 26 years old. Was the 26-year-old former math teacher who resigned the previous December. We are all looking forward to discussing everything at our 10-year reunion.
Yes, dude. These teachers.
What school is this?
No, I think that goes to, again, because I'm like, how do they hire me at 20-whatever? That's why they don't.
It's because you're literally hiring teachers that are only 3 years older than the seniors.
You have to teach kindergartners. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because that age gap is just not enough.
It's not enough to go to high school and teach a high school.
No, when you're
like
in high school.
Oh, also, I'm kind of attracted to these people three years younger than me.
Yeah, exactly.
Which well, in like...
I mean, it'd just be at least probably four.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But four. Still.
Still.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Which in a normal situation, that age gap is fine. This situation, freaking weirdo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Worst night. Is that what they put?
Yeah, we definitely were on the same stream.
Did you get these?
No, I didn't. Some of them I didn't. So I'll just skip the ones that continue. Yeah.
I was so excited. He bought tickets and neither of us were really dance people. So our going was kind of a thing. Okay, whatever. I got a beautiful floor length gown. His sister did my hair and makeup and he looked handsome. It was great up until we walked in. He made eye contact with his ex. They danced all night and he left with her. They didn't say a word to me all night once we got there. I had to ask one of his friends for a ride into town. It was a small town, so events were always an hour away. It was the most awkward home ride ever. I never spoke to the douche canoe again. He was my first boyfriend, and we pretended like neither existed after that night.
Man.
That's quite the breakup story.
It's always the ex. Freaking ex.
You, like, brought your girlfriend, your current girlfriend, to prom.
She was a cover for his love for his ex-girlfriend.
But I'm like, so had you not seen her before?
Maybe not.
Was she just...
She was just looking really good. Like, maybe he liked her dress more. It's like, maybe she's just looking prettier. Guys in high school, they have no logic.
Yeah,
zero logic.
No. It's literally...
And guys forever.
Yeah, it's
no
just
logic.
A thing.
Ever. Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
Poor thing.
That poor girl.
You know what?
She has a really good breakup story. Okay. This one...
We did read all the same stories because there weren't that many on the internet.
You know what? If y'all would give us
fault.
More, yeah, y'all would give
this
us more.
This is y'all's fault.
Did we even put a poll out?
No, we
didn't.
Should you guys have read our minds? Yes, you should.
Does this feel like y'all's fault? Yeah, it does.
It does. So these are duplicate stories.
Okay. This one's bad. Okay. Two popular girls somehow convinced the prom committee to stop the music / dancing in the middle of prom to perform an acoustic duet of Let It Go from Frozen.
Yeah. There's a lot of things in my head about this. I have a lot of thoughts in my head about this.
Honestly,
let them do it. How freaking funny. Let them do it.
Yeah, no, funny, but like the amount of cringe like just imagining these two girls getting them to stop the music.
The worst part of this is the song selection.
You Let It Go by Frozen. Is it an absolute banger?
This is the thing.
For sure.
No, it is not. Here's the thing. This is the conversation where, okay, we're the girls, and I'm like, you know what we should do? We should perform at prom.
How we practice it all the time?
Let's stop. You know our favorite song? Let It Go, Frozen.
Let's go. Everyone's gonna love it.
They're gonna film it. They're gonna put it online.
Be YouTube famous.
That's the conversation that somebody had
before that.
Before this happened.
And you know what? No one stopped them.
Nobody
up
stopped
on
them.
The way over there.
No. Oh, I wouldn't have stopped them.
No, girl. You go. You go do that.
Yes.
You know what? Actually, this unlocks one of my my huge ick and immediate turn off.
Soft hands, we know.
Soft hands is number one.
Number two.
Numero uno.
Number two
is when somebody sings publicly and thinks they're a good singer and they're not, and then everyone has to just fake like they are. It will make me sweat.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But can we also talk about how that was every single person at Lee University? Around with a literal guitar and sing.
Just in a park by themselves, hoping somebody would stop and
walk
be like,
into class,
oh my gosh,
singing.
You should be on American Idol. Were they good? That's what it. No. Did they think they were American Idol worthy? Yes, they did.
Painful.
Actually, I dated a guy. Well, went on dates with a guy that did that.
Oh man, that's
he would
so
like
bad.
Turn on the music
that's
really
so
loud
bad.
In his car and sing.
So bad.
Not funnily sing.
No, like he thinks he's good singing. Yeah, yeah.
And I had to sit there and just act like
it
wasn't happening.
But also, here's the thing, too.
We've all
had that moment where you have been by yourself and you're singing something and you're like,
am I good?
That was kind of good.
Is it just me or the bathroom acoustics?
And then,
just banging.
And then you are turning on other, you know, you're checking with other songs. And we've all had that moment.
We've
but
had
most
that moment
of us have
in the shower.
Walked out.
We've had the moment in the shower.
Most of us have walked out of that moment being like, no, we suck. No, we're not good.
No, most of us have filmed that moment. Watched it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
see, this the thing is you vet it first. You film yourself in the privacy of your house.
They did.
They have let it.
They've done
they
this
did.
Before. Yeah. Okay, moving on. Those girls.
Let It Go. Actually, I would love to honestly,
I would love to see the video footage of that.
That takes a lot of courage.
It does, actually.
That takes a lot of courage. I just really hope for their sake that they actually were good singers. But we know
they weren't. By the song selection, I know they weren't.
Also, the ones that are good singers would never do that.
They would never do that, and they would never select that song. I'm sorry.
Now that I'm a parent, I don't know. I could get down with some of these songs.
I cannot. Wait, okay, really quick. Before we move on, because I know we've dwelled on this one for a long time. What is the song? What's the song? You're like, okay.
We're going to do it?
Yeah, we're doing it. What's the song we pick?
Oh,
it has to be Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster is definitely our family song, but... Okay, you know what? This is a song. What's that song by Josh Groban?
Raise Me Up. No, that one you have to be good singer.
No, I know, that but like that's mortifying. The one that you like wish. Like everyone is like, you try that song. That's the song you vet yourself. Am I a good singer? You try that song.
Oh, I don't try that song. No, you try yourself on like a really easy song.
So what's your song are you doing?
I don't know, something easy, breezy, beautiful.
Like what?
Probably like
what song are you doing? To be clear, I would not do any song, but I'm
just saying. No, I'm just saying. If we're picking a song.
If I was going to throw out a banger that everyone would be like, you raise me.
No, then you have to see it like that. That would be so embarrassing. No, I'm freaking, we're at prom.
What are you doing?
Get low.
Get low, to the window.
And then everybody's just vibing.
That's true. And then everyone goes with you.
Yeah.
That's a good call. If you're a bad singer, go with that song.
See, that's what I'm saying. You go
with
that.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I'm over there.
You raise me. To the window. To the wall.
To those what got down my...
Okay.
Continue. Edit out. Okay. Where are my things? Okay. This is actually a good one. This one leads it. Okay, this is my long one, and then it'll be your turn.
Okay,
cool. My senior year of high school, I knew a guy. Let's call him Matt. Matt and I had gone to the same elementary school, middle school, and now high school. We weren't exactly friends, but he was one of those guys I was exceedingly nice to, considering I'd known him since we both were war pull-ups. We worked on war pull-ups, like diapers. She's known him for a long time.
Oh, okay. Okay, continue, sorry.
Okay, we worked on AP psych homework together a lot and occasionally chatted between classes. Anyways, it became apparent that Matt thought I was just the cat's meow and wanted to date about 2 months before prom. I agreed to go out with him once, and it was not so awesome. Think him reclining his driver's seat chair in my parents' driveway and asking if I wanted to make out before we went on the actual date, and then getting kind of angry when I said no.
Yes, every time.
That is a bad date. So it was a pass for me, but Matt kept asking me out. Every class we had together, he'd ask about my plans and follow up about a second date. He'd text me incessantly, etc. Then about 2 weeks before prom, he got suspiciously quiet. I noticed the change, but figured he'd finally gotten the message. I hadn't been subtle about my disinterest. Then he showed up to the morning announcements. Every day at the start of classes, I would recite the morning announcements with my co-host over the loudspeaker. One Thursday, when I was offering up details on the upcoming Russian class field trip, Matt and the entire football team showed up outside of the glass announcement booth with a big sign that said prom and a whole bunch of roses. I quickly put together that if I could just get through the announcements and hang up the phone connected to the loudspeaker, I could quietly reject him in front of the team, still about 30 guys and not the entire school. But as the words, "That's it for today, enjoy your classes," left my lips, my co-host grabbed the phone and shouted, "Matt asked Allie to prom," broadcasting the news to the whole school. He went to hang up the phone and I bubbled over with panic and embarrassment. Sorry, there's a little. The phone hit the receiver. I could be speaker saying it was. Anyways, she hit the loudspeaker button, right? Before the phone hit the receiver, I could be heard on the loudspeaker saying in the background, "Why would you do that? I'm going to say no." Matt looked wrecked, having heard the news along with the rest of the 800-plus peers over the speaker. I have never felt like a more terrible person. I came outside, and we talked about it, and I apologized. Ultimately, he asked a very nice sophomore, and I went with a guy named Nick, who said the word totally about 5 times per sentence. So it totally worked out, but it still haunts me. So embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, but I'm just, you know, there's something about just being self-aware, sir. Sir, she rejected your sitting in your lap in the car. Like,
car.
Come on.
This does kind of feel like his fault.
Yeah, this feels like your fault, sir.
She's rejecting you over and over and over and over and over again, and you think you're going to publicly ask her to prom and it go good?
And here's the reality. She probably had to publicly reject it for him to get the picture.
For him to stop.
Yeah.
Honestly, this actually turned out to be a blessing because you had witnesses.
Yeah, this was a blessing in disguise that you
got. Yeah, we're going to say this was a blessing.
This was warranted. We're going to say that.
Oh, dear God. Okay. Sorry, where did I put yours at? Yours are not here. Hold on. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to find. There we go.
There we go. We found them. All the repeated stories.
Okay, you just have to press.
I'm just kidding. Some of them. I'll try to skip if they are repeated, but maybe I put one in there.
Just press the space bar, and then you'll press the space bar carefully with a
disconnect. Okay, everyone. Excuse us. We are non-professionals.
We never claim to be.
We have never claimed to be professionals. Okay, first one. We read one similar, but it's not the same one. My date accidentally stepped on my dress, pulling it down all the way to my belly button and completely exposing my chest. I wasn't wearing a bra.
Hopefully. Could you be? It was, you know what? Actually, I just want to say that there was that one kid that has always wanted to see boobs. That was his moment.
Ew.
And that's going to be his story. I remember the story that you remember when somebody flashed somebody in front of you?
I do.
And that was your first experience. Well, you didn't want to see that.
Let me tell you this funny story, because I actually told a story to a client recently. It was really funny. So one of my other clients, a long time ago, I had just gone to see the movie It with my dad. Remember the scary movie It? It's about the clown.
Dude, I had to close my eyes and hold my ears for half of that movie.
It's good.
Okay.
But it's called It, right? So I go into my session with my client.
Oh, you said you saw It.
And I was like, oh my gosh, Ginger, I can say her name, she's amazing, but I was like, oh my gosh, Ginger, I saw It this weekend. And she was like, you saw it. And she thought I had experienced seeing my first downstairs on a male for the first time. And she was like, how was it? And I was like, I literally was like, it was so scary. And she was like, I know. It was so funny. And after a little bit, I'm like, I knew what she thought.
You
and
get
I was
it.
Like, no, Ginger, the movie. Is that funny? Because she's like, wasn't it so scary? I was like, it was terrifying.
She's like, it is. Every time it's terrifying.
It was so funny.
Oh my gosh, but seriously, this kid, that was the best moment. That was her worst moment. It was this other kid's best moment.
That guy ripped your dress up first.
Yeah, he was excited. He was planning this. Okay, keep going.
Okay.
Are these the repeated stories?
Oh, no, this one's not. Okay.
Okay.
I found out a guy I had been seeing had another girlfriend, and he was bringing her to prom instead. So I went with my friend Colin, who was an amazing dancer, and made a big show of twirling me around and making me look amazing as a big screw you to my would-be date. At one point, he went a little too far and gave me a very provocative lap dance in front of my 8th grade social study teacher who was chaperoning. I went along with it until me and the teacher made eye contact, and then I promptly hid my face and tried to get him to stop. He wouldn't. Also, 8th grade? What kind of dances are you guys having in 8th grade?
Oh, that was it. No.
She said her 8th grade social studies teacher. I mean, this is not prom. Maybe. I guess it's just a dance. But isn't that, I'm like, in 8th grade, this guy's giving you a lap dance?
You're giving a lap dance? And this teacher's in like, 8th grade, this teacher's we were, like.
In 8th grade, we were freaking playing tag during ours. Remember that?
We were playing Red Rover.
We were. In our dances.
Yeah, the diamond dance.
Yes, we were playing games.
We were running away from the boys.
This girl's getting a lap dance.
You know what? Sometimes I listen to other people's experiences, and I'm just like, what?
What is happening?
That was so hard. That didn't happen for me for another 20 years.
I've still never had a lap dance.
I've never either. Dustin. Josh would be so down.
Oh, Dustin would be like, Dustin would just think it's funny.
Yes, honestly, I think
Josh would be serious about it. Dustin would think Josh, it's funny.
He would be like, serious. No, Josh actually can move. Like, Josh actually can, like, dance. Like, not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he can move.
He can pop lock and drop it.
So he'd be, like, joking, but actually be good. Kinda, Dustin would be joking, but would be bad.
But would be really bad.
Yeah. I think we need to have them do this for us.
We together. Dance off?
Together. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll bring it on the podcast.
This is
we will do simultaneous slap dances with our husbands.
You guys can write them.
You guys can write them on a scale of 1 to 10. Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10. Remember our episode on a scale of 1 to 10.
Scale of 1 to 10. Scale of 1 to 10.
Okay. I'm going to start reading this and then, okay, I don't think it is. Okay. I asked my friend's friend / neighbor to prom after hanging out with him and getting to know him for a few months during my senior year of high school. He said he couldn't because he was going on family vacation. I said that was fine. Prom day comes and my friend, who is also friends with this kid, has us all at her house for pics. Who shows up with another girl from my grade? I don't directly call him out because I was so shocked, but the girl he showed up with was a friend of mine and had no idea I'd ask him and gotten rejected. She was furious, but we still went to prom in the same limo. I was so embarrassed. It was later revealed that my being overweight was too much for him to deal with, and he didn't want to be seen with me. The girl he took ended up not even looking at him all night, and all the girls in the room stayed with me and danced. It was super hurtful, and I still remember that stinking feeling even now in my 30s.
You know what? First of all, we hate
that guy, number one.
We hate you.
Number two, you were too good for him anyways.
Yeah. And number three, I'm like, you're a beautiful queen.
But also, for this guy, I'm like, what a dummy. You're going to prom. It's like, you couldn't have come up with something else. Like, oh, I already asked somebody. I don't know. To me, I'm just
that is
again,
easy.
The logic. It's just easy. Not there.
That's easy. This is the thing, is because we are professional, reject people without them knowing they got rejected.
Yeah,
we're professionals at that. Yeah. So they just aren't. Then they're just turds.
They're just literal turds. And again, no, with no logic, because he knew he was going to prom.
Like, that's such an easy one. Just, I already asked somebody.
Yeah,
do you know how easy somebody. That is?
Literally so easy, sir.
We hate you, and also you're a beautiful queen, whoever you are.
Not the guy.
Yeah, not you.
Okay, I think you read this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were on the same thread, because literally nobody posted.
Nobody. Turtle. And I went on Reddit, and they were terrible, too.
Yeah, same. Okay. It was my junior prom. I had been going study with a guy. This person is definitely in their 70s.
Study? Yeah. Study, yeah. We know what age you are.
I had been going study with a guy for 2 years, and we were headed towards marriage after high school. My mom insisted on sewing my prom dress. Again, yeah, they're in their 60s for sure. Mm-hmm. It had a high collar, long sleeves, mini button cuffs, and was floor length. I was so hot and miserable. The only skin to get air was my head and hands. I realized years later what she was up to. It's pretty funny.
Honestly,
she was trying to cover you from head to toe for sure. It's kind of funny.
And you know what? We love the play. We respect it. We love the play by the mom.
Actually, this does remind me of when we got all dressed up for prom. Hair done, makeup done, dress on. And
looking, we think we're looking our best.
We think we're looking, you know, because during prom, that's like, you think you're looking so good. And I go out, and the first thing my dad says, he goes, "What's on your face?" And I was like, "This is me being pretty. This is my pretty face." Dad literally says, "What's on your face?" And I was like, "I'm not going to prom. I'm not going." Immediately doesn't go to prom.
And the thing is, his dad is just, like, so oblivious. It's, like, not like he was, like, saying you're ugly.
He wasn't trying to be, no.
No,
like,
it was just like.
He's like, "Why do you have all that freaking gunk on your face?" You know? But it was so funny. He was like, "What's on your face?" I'm like, "This is me pretty.
This is my pretty face."
Anyway, so.
Yeah, Saren had that same experience.
Yeah, I did. It was my dad who sewed me a modest. No, that was not dad.
No.
He wore shorts shorter than we did. That was not. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, is that
this one's cut off.
No, that's another one.
Okay. A friend and I were hanging out trying to figure out our plans for the evening. I remember the next town over was having their prom that night, so I asked him if he wanted to go, and he was like, "What if we get caught?" And I said, what are they going to do, arrest us? I was a senior, so I had a stash of prom dresses already. I also had this cool turquoise and black tuxedo jacket I picked up at a vintage store for my date. We got dressed, showed up, acted like we belonged there, and went right in. We had no tickets, no one stopping us. We had the best time. We danced most of the night, ate free food, and got our prom pictures taken. We were having such a blast. One of the hired photographers followed us around, snapping pictures of us all evening. I would have loved to see the prom committee reviewing photos later and be like, "Who are these people?" So, like, prom crashed, which is kind of funny.
I feel like
that'd be fun.
That would be the way to go to prom.
Yeah, that would be the only way to go to
prom.
That
would be that's the only fun way to go to prom.
Yeah.
Not knowing anybody, especially like one friend or something like that, that would have been the way to go.
Isn't that kind of fun? They're just like prom crashers.
There's like that Wedding Crashers movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But prom crashers, yeah.
Okay. Mine is so boring and not at all spicy. I was wearing the same Jessica McClit talk, I don't know what that is, dress, as my date's ex-girlfriend. She offered to meet me outside to talk about it, and I declined. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about? Who's
Girl,
changing?
We're in the same dress. We both paid $3,000 for this dress.
Our moms both bought, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's just
what were you guys going to do?
What
were
you going to accomplish in the back?
Hey, let's talk about it.
This is a conversation outside.
Hey,
we're
wearing the same dress. Cool, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back into prom.
Let's go back. I'm wearing it better. That's what I would have done. I've been like, "Looks better on me." I'm just kidding. Or I'd be like, "You look really pretty."
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, you look really pretty. We're wearing this. We should
take
a picture.
Oh my gosh, we both have great taste.
Yeah. This Jessica McClintock makes some really good dresses.
That's so easy.
Yeah, and that's so bizarre.
I would be like, "Oh my gosh, so cool."
Yeah. But she wants to go outside and discuss it. Sir, girlfriend, girly,
it
girly,
was,
girly,
there
girly.
Was, she it was the ex.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'd be like, "I'm wearing a better." Sorry.
He upgraded.
I'm freaking looking banging at Jessica McClick. This girl, I'm sorry.
That is
she's
not
probably
it.
So. She's probably like a high fashion.
She's like, for sure. Like, Taylor knows who she is,
she
but we
is,
don't because our
yeah.
brand is Walmart.
And I'm like,
so we have no
oh, it didn't come from
is.
Walmart? Don't know about it.
Yeah.
Okay, this one. Okay, MTV Made. Remember that show? Where they would make you
who,
into something.
Hold on a second. Who doesn't remember that
show?
Yeah,
but okay, MTV Made came to my high school and a girl performed a choreographed dance at my prom since she got made into a hip-hop dancer. It was really bad. Which one would you rather see?
This is Frozen.
Which one would you rather see? Frozen or the hip-hop dancer?
Which one would I see or which one
no,
which one would
you
rather perform?
No, which one would you rather see? No, let's do see first. I think the Frozen. I think Frozen.
I think the dance because I think both are cringy. You know what the dance reminds me of? No offense, but that woman that was breakdancing in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Just.
She was the maid girl, and she made it to the Olympics.
They made her into a breakdancer.
Isn't that so funny? Can you imagine? Also, what would you be made into? Actually, this is a good question. You be made into anything, what would it be? They, like, make you into you're going to be something really good. You're good at something. I don't know. Like a show.
Is it like, yeah, I know. But is it like a skill you already have?
No.
Because clearly she doesn't.
No,
have
it doesn't. It's like, it's just like what you've always thought was, you know what? Mine is a hip hop dancer. I've always thought that was really cool.
No, because in your finale, the step is performing
where
it.
They're like
the water scene.
Oh, I was.
Yeah,
I would have.
Oh, we were all performing that
to be anytime it rained. Channing Tatum in the rain, and I'm doing a chest thing.
That is not good.
I'm hip hop dancer. No. That's my choice.
No, but then no, the reality is the finale is you go up on stage in front of your high school
I know
at
what
prom,
I'm selecting.
And
that's
what you
I'm
do.
Selecting.
No, I'm performing something like make me into a front desk girl.
No, that's not what you'd really want to do.
No, it is. Well, I'm just trying to not be embarrassed.
No, Megan, that's not the point of the show.
I know. It was the point of the show humiliate.
No, it's to
everybody.
Be made. No, at this point, I have been made into a very good hip hop dancer.
She didn't get made into it. It was bad still.
No, okay. Well, hers was bad, but I'm made into a hip hop dancer.
America's Next Top Model.
Put me on
that's
step.
Mine. America's Next Top Model. Okay. Tyra Banks.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
We're
I would,
models.
I would have been better.
You.
I'm a hip hop dancer. Okay, see, Frozen. I literally, same one.
That one is
good.
Iconic. Honestly, that story is iconic.
Yeah, that was, okay.
The Let It Go.
One.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Unless you already rate it. No, okay. After prom, my date and I went to a bonfire at a trailer park where they threw so much wood into the pit that they created a fire that was unsafe and terrifying. While everybody was trying to put out the fire, my date decided to go into these trailers and steal people's shoes and then had me drive her out of the trailer park as everyone was dealing with the fire. I had a major crush on her. She was a senior and I was a freshman, so I had no problem being her accomplice while she enacted this trailer park shoe heist.
Okay, this is my thought about that, to be honest.
Let's
You're stealing shoes from people
out
in a trailer park.
Trailer park.
The boy that has a crush on her, I think we need to just reevaluate our attractions and our, you know.
Or she's got some Jessica McClicker shoes in this
trailer park. Dude, you're stealing shoes from people in a trailer park.
Yeah. No, it's
bad. Do you remember that one time that we went to a little, like, house bonfire and our friend got really intoxicated and then got into the fire and his pants caught on fire.
I do recall that.
You remember that?
Yep. Mm-hmm. He did not get burned, but he could have. Or the time, this is another funny, not funny, fire story. Remember when we're driving home from school one day and we see our neighbor's
this
house
is really
and there's
bad.
Like smoke coming out of like the backyard. And
me and Sarah are just driving our beetle bug around the neighborhood
and
see
we're like,
smoke. Coming out of the back of our neighbor's house.
And we're literally like, how dare them not invite us to their cookout? Like, how
so then we just start making a bunch of jokes about how we didn't get invited to the cookout.
House on fire.
House is on fire.
House is on fire.
Guess who saw it first?
We did. Did we call anybody?
No, we did not.
We didn't.
No.
We didn't.
You know who we called? Our friends telling about how we didn't get invited to the cookout.
House was literally on fire.
House is on fire.
Who knows like how long later, but I remember that the fire truck came out there.
Yep,
all we caught it long before. House destroyed. Totally destroyed.
Yeah, no, just, thank
it
God.
Wasn't.
Thank God. Because
it
imagine?
Wasn't, but yeah.
Yeah, us just making jokes.
Yep.
Freaking.
Okay, so anyway, so let's
do
finish. Do you have
anything.
Any prom? Like, I don't, I mean,
I just remember, like, I went to prom with somebody that, like, it was just kind of like a friend of, like, kind of the group, but it ended up being where he had a crush on a girl who was dating another guy, but the girl also had a crush on him.
I'm confused. So let's just say names.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
No. The guy I went to prom with liked this girl who was dating a boy, but the girl actually liked my prom date, also liked my prom date. So there was this weird love triangle. And actually, that's probably the best way to go is to just go on a date, go to prom with somebody that actually is not interested in you at all or like even cares that you're there with him and is actually just there to
be
to see the other girl that he's interested in. So then you can just have fun with your friends.
Yeah, you don't have to dance with them. Yeah, yeah.
But that was my senior prom.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know who else I would have brought.
Do you remember who I was for senior prom?
No.
Exactly.
Actually, Seth?
Yeah. I mean, he was a fine date, but it was like, we were like not even
honestly,
really good friends.
It's just like, can we just make it a thing where just all you and your girlfriends go to prom and all the guys go to prom
or we just,
and
like cancel prom? Like,
or we just don't.
Prom.
Let's just not.
Yeah, let's just
let's
not
just
go.
Skip over prom.
No. Here's the thing. Here's the only good part about it. It's like every female loves like dressing up. So maybe we just like have a dress up. Like we'll just,
yeah, everyone
like,
just dress up, take pictures, go to dinner, go home.
And then go home. And you don't have to deal with this crap.
Yeah. Or go to the after thing. The after parties or whatever the parties. Like we don't really like party. But like that was
after,
always
like,
more fun than the prom.
Yeah. So let's just skip prom.
Let's just not prom.
Yeah.
That's our prom story.
Yeah.
Let's just not.
Let's just not prom. Yep. So those were our funny stories. Not ours. They were somebody's, and they were not y'all's. We're pissed about it.
Yeah, we're mad at you guys. But actually, please go back.
please send us your story. Well, we need to post.
I know, yeah, we need to post ahead of time.
Yeah,
and
we do.
See if anybody takes the bait.
Yeah,
anybody, we will say your name.
We'll for sure say your name. I mean, give out your personal information.
Yeah, probably your cell phone number. But anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us on this really fun prom throwback experience.
Yes. Hopefully your prom experiences were really great. A lot of these people's were not. So,
but also hashtag cancel prom.
Also hashtag sardines for life.
Also hashtag let it go. So anyways.
Hashtag I'm a hip hop dancer.
Okay. So anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us this week on another episode of Double the Tea, where we spill all of your tea. Bye guys.
Bye.